The book is the magnum opus of Jewish scholarship. There's no book that approaches it. And it has been reprinted hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, and almost no Jewish home or Jewish scholar can exist without it. Just to show you the influence of the book, one of the Rambam's critics, the Rambam had a, in southern France, in Provence, there is a section, a village called Lunil, from the word lunar, meaning the moon. And the people who live there call themselves Hayarchi, from the word Yoreach, the moon. The Jews did that very often. They took the French name and they Hebraicized it. And they were called the Chachmei Lunil, the wise men of Lunil. And they were tremendous supporters of the Rambam. And they engaged in a correspondence that lasted 25 years with the Rambam, asking him questions, asking him to explain things that he wrote. He wrote back to them. When the controversy arose regarding the Rambam, so one of the zealots who opposed the Rambam wrote them a letter, and he said, "I heard a terrible thing about your yeshiva in Lunil. I heard that when you have a question that you don't understand and you want to look it up in the Rambam, so you say, bring the Urim V'Tumim. Bring the breastplate of the high priest so that we can look at it." In other words, that they call the Rambam Sefer the Urim V'Tumim. So Rabbi Yonasan HaKohen Milunil, the head of the yeshiva, wrote him back and he said, "You heard falsely. When we refer to the Rambam, we say, bring the Oren Kodesh. Bring the Ark of the Law, where the Torah resides." And ferocity and tenacity of the supporters of the Rambam is a testament to the book. In our time, the book needs no testaments. Any book that has survived 800 years of scholarly investigation and remains the basic book of law, that no one can deal with without it, so that is the greatest testimony to it. But you have to have an appreciation of what was involved. As I mentioned to you, the Rambam in his personal life, that was widowed early, and that his two children from his first wife died in a plague, and that he had a brother, David, who was a world-famous businessman, merchant of the time, and who apparently helped sustain the Rambam, and to whom he was bound with an emotional bond all of his life. His brother David was lost at sea in a storm, and the Rambam all of his life grieved over these tragedies. And he writes in his letters that if it would not be for his scholarship, if it would not be for Torah, he would be unable to continue. The Rambam did remarry, and he had from the second marriage a son whose name was Avraham, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam suffered the fate that many great children of great parents suffer, and that is that the father is so great that the son never gets out of his shadow, even though the son in his own right was an enormously great person and a genius and a scholar, etc. That is the fate of Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam. And he in effect devoted his entire life to defending his father to